brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is Tuesday, the 13th day of October 2009. Halfway point. Point of no return here on this live Tuesday edition. We're going to blitz through your calls. Teresa, Mike, Roy, Earl, Saul, and others. Saul, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Dollar reaches breaking point as banks shift reserves. Gold hits record close at $1,064. Bunch of swine flu developments. Serious news with Israel and Iran. It's all coming up. Right now, let's go to Teresa in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. And first, I want to say I thank you. I thank God every day for you being there. What a strength of encouragement you've been. And the information is totally life-saving. The reason I called is I live in a little town in North Carolina where the township itself only has about 1,000 people. But the 97th Brigade from Fort Bragg contacted the political officials here in our little town, you know, the mayor, the sheriff, the city planner, and a couple commissioners. They got together, and they want to do a training exercise here. And I begged them. I begged our officials, please don't let them do this. We have no reason to have them here. But they came up and, you know, give them all kind of reasons why they should, and they agreed to let them do it. And I'm just beside myself. I don't know what this means, you know.
Well, let me tell you, ma'am. They've been doing it for 20 years. But before, they would just march through the town. Now they'll covertly lease some buildings and blow them up. They'll won't tell you when they're going to do it. They'll have helicopters fly over houses, knock over porch swings, turn things. It just happened in Kentucky. They do drills in every town and every city, and the Pentagon now admits it's to prepare the public for military occupation of the United States. But I don't think you have anything to worry about. That's the whole point of this. So that when they really do come to your town, everybody is acclimated and prepared. This is being done to teach you that it's going to be okay to have troops in the streets. Oh, they're helping at a checkpoint. Oh, they're helping with drunk drivers. Oh, they're helping with car wrecks as they put regular Army Marines. But if you want to stop it in the town, 6 years ago, Fort Bragg did drills in two towns, didn't tell one group of police, and in one drill, two separate Special Forces candidates, it was their final training, tried to disarm police officers and were both shot and killed. And Delta Force crashed and killed some people in Houston a few years ago. They shot in an all-night restaurant in Miami. They tried to bribe the police chief in San Antonio. We stopped that. They did cause a heart attack at Casa Ricarda, attacking the an empty building, a former police station that police had just moved out of that week. In Kingsville, Texas in 99. This is about acclimation. You can print off Brigade Homeland. That's the Army Times from a year ago. You can also print off Mainstream News, 379,000 regular Army to patrol America. You can see regular Army at the Kentucky Derby doing security. So this is all about training us to just accept military occupation. And we always said that. Now it's publicly admitted. And so we need people in your town to go to the county commissioners after this is over and point out you were just conditioned for occupation. You were just conditioned for this. And you can print off the articles and show them what's been done and show the Pentagon admitting that that's what this is for. Also, people locally in your town need to go out and videotape what they're doing. Because a lot of times they'll go ahead and set up real checkpoints and start policing you. This is high treason that you're witnessing. Teresa, stay there. We'll briefly come back to you if you want to give us the name of the town so people can be on the lookout for this. But, yeah, it's going on in every state with foreign troops as well in many cases. NLEO 9 with the latest.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Teresa's in North Carolina. And I'm sure if we search engine it right now, in fact, guys, just search Army to conduct drills in North Carolina, or Army to conduct urban drills in city. And you'll get probably 20, 30, maybe more hits. In fact, we'll see it maybe in the hundreds. Arkansas, Texas, California, Iowa. And we've had the colonels on the show that run it. And it's in the local paper. You know, they announced in Arcadia, oh, well, we're going to run checkpoints, and we're going to practice locking the town down and looking for illegal guns, and we're going to go door to door and ask citizens if we mind, if we search. It's only a drill. But then simultaneously, all over the country, including Dallas, Texas, for now 3 years, the Dallas Morning News reports like it's a good thing. See, we get a lot, most of our information from mainstream news, but they spin it. They go, isn't it good in Dallas that they come to even the wealthy neighborhoods? My point is, people say, oh, well, that's for the poor, dangerous folks. No, it's for everybody. And they knock, and they say, we're doing a knock and talk. Ma'am, mind if we look at your firearms, make sure they're legal? And they do it. And now in Boston, they force their way in without a warrant. Chicago's doing it. Arnold, who has a 27-point approval rating, the lowest of any California governor ever, I have that, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He just passed the law that basically all ammo, they say it's just handgun ammo, but the way it's written, it's basically all ammo because they have rifles that handgun ammo can shoot in. So that's how they manipulate it. And he just says, you're going to biometrically scan. We're going to register you to buy ammo. Now they want to pass another law already announcing, as we knew they would do, to make it illegal to have out-of-state ammo. California sets the precedent for the rest of the country. California has fallen. Many people say they're glad they moved to the United States, moving out of California. Going back to Teresa, Teresa, what town are you in that they're planning on occupying for 3 or 4 days, I would guess?
Exactly. That's exactly what they said. They said they'll be here 3 or 4 days. They just want to make sure that if New York has some kind of catastrophe, that we could handle the influx of it. How crazy is that? But I'm in a little
Oh, excuse me. Let me stop you. See, I'm getting key intel. In January, we had emergency managers from Indiana and other states on, and then later mainstream news confirmed it. They said a big flu's coming, martial law, millions dead. We need to be able to lock down your small towns in Indiana if Chicago collapses. So, see, they're definitely doing infrastructure takeover. Now they're not just saying, oh, this is for Afghanistan or Iraq. They're admitting this is for America. Tell us what they're saying. Tell us what the news is saying. Tell us what the city council is saying, and tell us the town.
The town is Warrenton. It's a little town north. We're only about 20 miles south of Virginia in North Carolina. And the news hasn't said anything. I mean, I got my information personally from a friend here who went to the meeting, and he was overthrown, but he tried his best to say, we don't need you here. We can take care of our own. You know, we don't need this kind of.
Oh, but the regular army wants to help. Now.
Yeah, exactly. And also, Alex, I've noticed just recently that they started revamping the old armory here.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, you know where my mind took me there. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Everywhere they're taking. Everywhere they're taking the armories or the old bases, mm-hmm. There's legislation in Congress, but they're just doing it without legislation, kind of like they spied without legislation, without warrants. And they call them fusion centers, threat integration centers. Matrix integration centers is the real federal name. The matrix system is what they call it. That was in the Miami papers. But the point is that they are merging the police, the locals, everything into it. And it's the total takeover of your town. So what else did they say about the meeting?
Well, they just said they want to come up and do some urban training. And it's like this commissioner friend I have said, you know, we don't need you here. This is we don't work like that. Y'all need to go train in Mexico or someplace. But we don't have any reason for you to be here to train us or to use our little town. This is nothing like you'd be going, you know, overseas or wherever. He said, go to someplace more like where you're supposed to be shipped later.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you how to beat the program.
All right.
It was in, I'm having one of those moments. What's the major town right outside of Fort Bragg? Fayetteville?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, it just popped in my head, literally. The Fayetteville paper, as well as the AP, I want to say 6, maybe 7 years ago, ran the article where they told one department they were going to train with the military, and these are always drills to take over the city and the county. I mean, I've been to many of them myself, and had troops march up in America and turn my camera off. That's in my police state films. It's happened to other people that we've had out there with cameras. But the issue here is they sent out special forces cadets who were about to graduate. They said it was their last test. And they went up to police on the side of the road and would come out of the woods and try to tackle them and disarm them. And the cops thought they were under attack and killed two of them. Now, this was in one mishap, and a large percentage of the time, people get killed or get hurt during these drills because they get hotter and hotter, more and more real. I would find those articles, print those off, and I would bring those to the city council, and I would speak in the city council. But thank you so much for calling. Now, there, I said I would go to calls quickly, but I just spent 10 minutes with her because that subject is so important. Mike in Israel. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, sir. Thank you for having me, and I wanted to wish you a lot of luck on your upcoming film. I know a lot of us are going to be out there watching it, anxiously waiting. I wanted to bring up a couple of points here today. Earlier you were talking about violence in today's society as well as video games and so forth, and I just wanted to reflect as someone born here in the mid-80s that I see more and more in today's society that violence is becoming so socialized and so accepted that young people are going around playing games where they openly kill each other online and how they have the joy and the pleasure of doing this and how it really does affect society and if they're, you know, thinking if to make people accept the things that are coming in the near future by passively showing these images and styles of violence to people to subconsciously make them accept that. So I just wanted to tell you that I do definitely see that in my generation and younger generations as well coming out. And my second point that I wanted to bring up to you would be about what you think, being that the elites out there and the global people behind the scenes, how they have such a depth of control in our everyday lives, such as capitalism and corporatism. If their reach wouldn't be farther than that, I know that in hard times like this, a lot of people reach out to alternative means of faith and keeping the hope up, especially religion. But have you dwelled into the thought that religion may also be controlled or a tool of the elites to kind of keep the people in their place? For example, my views on this would be to say that previous kings and monarchs, and especially Europe in the past days, used to use the idea that God had given the right and the rulership to these kings to be able to control the people for their best interests and so forth. And we have
that's like the distortion of Romans 13. That's one of the establishment's favorite little tricks they use. Look, I'm a Christian, but I don't beat people over the head with it, and I don't sit around judging everybody. I judge people on their actions and their fruits, because I see so much evil coming out of the Muslims, out of the Christians, out of the Jews, out of the Hindus. What you have is, out of the atheist, out of the animist, you have evil people in control of all the major religious groups and organizations. I mean, I haven't found one major international group that isn't controlled. And at the top, the controllers are these eugenicists who believe that they are God and that it's their right to make the world in their image, which is a nightmare world. And so I just talk about love and standing up for what's right and standing up to big centralized government. Because big centralized government, as George Washington said, government is not eloquence, it is force. It is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And so if we can reduce the size of government, reduce the size of corporate welfare, get local control, then even if your local area is a tyranny, you can run somewhere else. But if you have a global tyranny over all nations, all regions, all states, all counties, all cities, a standardized tyranny, that's a very hard tyranny to beat. And so I, number one, I'm just trying to get people to realize there's a bigger world out there, a larger agenda, a larger operation taking place, to not believe exactly what I'm saying, but to just discover the wider world for themselves and to question and to research and to then stand up and get involved and get active. But yes, the fake Christian church, both Catholic and Protestant, but especially Protestant, and I'm from a Protestant background, teach people lay down, it's the end of the world, you can't stand up to evil, you know, praise God, it's getting worse, that means we'll be teleported out of here by Captain Kirk or by Scotty. That is not going to happen. History shows that. And we've got to stand up now, even if it is the end of the world, which it's our responsibility to say no to evil. And this is the great time to awaken people and to reach out to people. This is the time that people are ready to wake up and really see the larger paradigm. Mike, good to hear from you from Israel. Hope you call back again. Roy Earl Saul and others. Your calls are straight ahead. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website where Fall of the Republic will be premiering next Wednesday.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states that it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing, and I've been praying for you. And to give you a little background to who I am, my wife and I have done ministry in Russia for 6 or 7 years now. And it's amazing to me, traveling around the world, seeing different people, that a lot of what you're talking about is common knowledge around the world. But here you go into your average church, and everybody seems to be so blinded. And so frustrating to me coming back to America after being overseas to see these people that just wash themselves in the Fox News Network or whatever side they're on, MSNBC, Fox News, you know. And I, this summer we just returned from a short-term trip, and I learned that one of the best sellers in Russia right now is a book called Project Russia. It's a three-book series, and it's being told, the people are being told that they have to read this book, this series of books. And when you read these books, they talk about the Federal Reserve. They talk about 9/11. They talk about all these things that have happened to America. And it's common knowledge to these people. But
well, let me break that down. The microcosm is like Hardin, Montana. A con artist shows up with other criminals. They start patrolling in police cars. They take over the prison that they were going to use to hold Guantanamo Bay detainees, basically. All of this is going on. Then the local constabulary says, we're making it up. He's not a felon. He's not a criminal. Now that's all come out that we were right. But still they say, we don't care. We still want the deal. And the American people said, there's no world government. There's no private Federal Reserve. The vaccines are good. Trans fats are good for you. Mercury in shots are good. CPS taking your kids with no warrant is good. And so we have accepted pure evil. And people aren't going to go back and say they were wrong. They are going to continue down the course like an alcoholic. You know, I've known people that drunk themselves to death, that drank themselves to death. And people are telling them, you better not drink a whole bottle of vodka every day. It's going to kill you. And it kills them. I've known 35, 45, you know, people in their 30s and their 40s that have died. People I went to high school with who died drinking themselves to death. And I remember telling one of them, I saw him at a get together, old friends, and he was drinking and had a big bottle of vodka. And I said, do you drink that every day? And I said, that's going to kill you. He was dead 2 years later. And it's the same thing. They're like with a big old bottle of vodka going, shut up. It's not going to hurt me. And we're telling them, look, that's going to kill you. And you're right. You go to Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, or you go to Japan. InfoWars stickers everywhere. People posted the videos on YouTube all over the place. We're much bigger. And I'm just a microcosm myself, but it's a good yardstick or bellwether or test. I mean, I can be in Latin America. I can be in Europe. Large numbers of people come up to me now. Years ago, it was just a few on the street. And the thing, it's happening here now, too. But yes, Americans are under the most modern mind control, along with the British, that there is. And they're either awakening or they're getting deeper into the psychosis. Go ahead.
And what I was going to say was, you know, I'm not talking about some... When I talk about Project Russia, these books, government officials, okay, were telling their staff that they had to read these books, okay? School teachers were told they had to read these books. And it's the type of system there, you know? They were told they had to vote for Putin. So what did they do? They voted for him, you know? That's the type of system in Russia. And yet, you read this book, and I want to email this to you, okay, because they interpret it into English. And there's so much truth in this. And, you know, I sit in church on my Sunday morning, and I'm sitting beside people that advocate war. They talk about how Jesus is love. They talk about how Jesus is peace. And they're sitting there talking about how great war is, talking about how good this is. And I'm like, come on, we need to wake up. Okay, we call ourselves Christians. We need to wake up. You know, I'm so sad, and I don't know how you've done it for this long without getting so frustrated, Alex, and just want to walk away. I really don't. I've been involved in this, you know, with information like what you've been doing, you know, since 2003 when I came back after 9/11, you know. It's funny, when I went to Russia the first time, it was on July 4th of 2000.
Look, I'm going to let you briefly finish on the other side. Then we're continuing with phone calls straight ahead with Earl, Saul, Sheila, Lex, and others.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Okay, Roy, real fast, we're going to finish up your point.
Well, basically what I was going to say was, when I went into Russia in 2000, okay, I witnessed what a police state looks like, okay? I came back in the summer of 2001 to America, and I saw the same guns pointed at me that I saw in Russia, okay, after 9/11 happened. In 2003, I watched one of your videos, and you really woke me up about what was going on, and I appreciate what you're doing, okay? But the thing that just gets me so frustrated is because it's not just the conspiracy people that are talking about the stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is common knowledge.
Sir, listen, I appreciate your call. They write hit pieces on me every 2 days in major publications now. And they say, Alex Jones is dangerous and insane. I mean, I could read these to you right now. I've got six or seven of them here. I meant to get to him yesterday. In fact, later in the show, if I have time, I will. Jones thinks there's a plan to devalue the dollar. Jones thinks there's a plan for a global carbon tax. Jones thinks there's a plan for a new bank of the world. I mean, I'm reporting what's in the news. So that's mind control. They're saying we're setting up world government, we're doing all of this, but it doesn't exist if you criticize it and don't want to go along with it. It's doublethink. It is Orwellian to the max. Let's talk to Earl in Texas. Earl, then Saul, Sheila, and others. Earl, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for the stand that you're taking for us as American people. And I just wanted to let you know, we received a letter from my daughter's high school the other day, and they are holding a town meeting on October the 20th at the high school about the flu shots, and they're wanting to better school us as parents to let us know what they think is best for our children.
Yeah, they're going to brainwash you. They're going to have change agents, and this has now been admitted. It's been videoed, Obama handing out lab coats to people to pose as doctors. Some of them weren't doctors, in Houston, putting fake doctors into crowds, and that's who they're going to go to. I think it's great. I'll die if I don't take it. I like the Federal Reserve. I think Homeland Security should make it mandatory. You need to go to the event with the inserts. You can just go to any drugstore or go online. We've got them on InfoWars and Prison Planet in the flu section. And you can go in with print-ups of the insert, circled or highlighted, but go to Kinko's. You'll make copies. Go to a copying place. Now, I guess it's FedEx something. I forget the new name. And just hand those out. And you may have cops in America walk over and go, see, a town hall is supposed to be about you speaking. But in America, you don't speak. So don't be surprised if the local deputy comes over and goes, you got a problem? What you doing handing those out? Boy, you got authorization? This is Soviet Russia. This is Nazi Germany. And then you got to be calm and say, it's a town hall. I'm allowed to hand out the inserts of what's in this. Would you like one? But you're probably, and we need everybody to start videotaping this, little hidden camera pins, or they've got other little clip-ons you can put on, and then put it on YouTube showing them, because other people go to town halls, they go to school events, and they're staged. If you actually try to get up and ask a real question, they'll swarm you. They'll have their people up by the microphone. They'll tell you, get out of here. Because the locals have been told, you go along with this, you're going to get a piece of it. Just like Hardin, Montana, or anywhere else. And, yeah, they're going to call you in. The schools are meant to take over the community, and then you're going to be told. And Obama's going to be on the TV set telling the kids what they've got to do. The Department of Education with daily announcements that was always planned with Channel 1 where they show them 15 minutes in second period. And again, if you don't like, this is the state taking over your community. Tell me more.
Well, what they don't understand is, oh, Alex, where I'm from, it's eye for an eye. And when they swarm me and tell me I can't have my freedom of speech, which is in the Constitution, I'm going to the event, and I am taking my video camera.
Good.
And I'm going to take a stand for what I think is right for my child. Nobody knows my child better than me and her mom. And I will not stand not one second for anybody telling me what my child has to do except for me. And when they tell me I can't have my freedom of speech, I'm going to get louder.
Good, but also bring a few of your friends and family. Try to do some flyering beforehand with the truth about the flu vaccine, a few bullet points. That way more people are upset. You should call into local talk radio. Say you're an upset parent. Get the phones going. And because believe me, more people, I'll guarantee you, where are you calling from in Texas, Earl?
I'm calling from Burnett.
Burnett is just full of patriots. And so you guys, they call it a town hall. You go take that event over.
We can do that.
Anything else, Earl?
Well, another thing that really bothers me, Alex, here in the last few weeks, of course, you know Burnett's in the hill country, and there's been an awful lot of flyovers around, right over the top of my house. I mean, yesterday they were flying over in their helicopters so low it was vibrating the windows in my house.
That's always been going on in Burnett. Did you see those national TV pieces I was in? in 98 when even local police said, yeah, we saw helicopters go over and spray the town, and then everybody got sick. Do you remember that?
Yes. And what really bothers me, though, is in the last, I'd say the last month, they have doubled in number as far as flyovers. Usually, used to there'd be just like one helicopter every day. Now there's 5, 6 to 10 helicopters every day, all day
long. Are they Army, State Police, or local police?
They are Army helicopters. And I know that Fort Hood is right, probably about an hour and a half drive from me, but still, that many flyovers in one day, I don't understand that.
Well, they might be doing drills or something, but we know if they have pods on the bottom that they're scanning your house. And don't feel bad, everybody gets scanned. And it's all part of being slaves.
Right. Well, Alex, if there's ever anything I can do to help you, I'm here for you.
Well, God bless you. I'm here for you, too. I appreciate the call, Roy, Earl. We just talked to Roy. Let's talk to Saul, or Saul, excuse me, I keep mispronouncing it. Saul in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, thank you. I just, number one, want to say, man, you're doing a brilliant job of getting this news out there to everybody. I have all of my friends, I'm in my mid-20s, all of my friends are waking up. People are just totally realizing what is happening, and I really have you to thank for that. Because I'm not religious or anything, but I just know you're listening to whatever positive force is within you and the truth, and that is a great job, brilliant. But I really wanted to talk about how I just don't think that we are ever getting to solutions. I mean, we point out a lot of problems. We know that there's a lot of things going on, a lot of corrupt mind control and manipulation with the currency and the military gaining more control by the day. And things are just starting to look like they're going to go haywire soon. So I just wanted to maybe throw some ideas out there that I've had as far as, like, an approach we can have towards a solution. Which
sure,
is,
give us, I mean, tell us your solutions, but then I'm going to differ with you at the end. All we talk about here is solutions.
Okay, okay. No, it's true, it's true. But this is one that I don't think has been put out there very often, which is, you know, one approach is I went to the We Are Change LA meeting maybe about a month ago. And, you know, I came in, I started meeting all the people there, and I started realizing, you know what, we're all just going to jump in our cars, pump it full of gas, go eat our junk food at McDonald's or whatever to stay alive, and go spend dollars. So we are still keeping the system going every day, even though we're fighting. And I just think it's, you know, people are getting laid off left and right. Like, why don't we embrace that and just detach from the system that way? Don't go to our jobs. Don't use their money anymore. You know, stay on our properties, you know, fight for our rights here. And, you know, if we fight violently or anything, we end up fighting alone. So that's why I think we should just combine our efforts and not use their money anymore and just start something new in our country, because this is our land, not theirs.
Okay. I appreciate your call. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to throw that out there. But thanks again for doing such a great job, Alex.
Thank you. I think a lot of what you're saying is true in that we shouldn't patronize groups and organizations we know are pro-New World Order. Like, I know United Way and American Red Cross got caught after 9/11 keeping about half the money they swore would go to first responders, and they used a lot of that money for anti-gun groups, anti-Second Amendment groups. So, where's the solution? Knowledge. I identify them to people as bad guys. They get the best of us to think we're doing good, and then we go and give our money to them, and then they use it against us. You have to identify, you know, you can't just try to do good. You have to do the research to know that what you're doing is hitting the mark. That's like Glenn Beck. I don't enjoy getting up here and bashing Glenn Beck. I don't enjoy spending time on him. I don't spend my other time bashing people in the media a lot because they're just puppets. But Glenn Beck is in a key position to be a Benedict Arnold, a Judas goat, to lead us to the slaughter. He's attacked Ron Paul. He's attacked myself. He's attacked the Liberty Movement at key junctures. He says the FEMA camps don't exist, even though it's mainstream media they exist. He's there to pacify. I've got clips of him at Tea Parties, bad-mouthing the Tea Parties, going, you guys are nuts, don't do anything violent. Or the news cameras. He acts like a clown on purpose. He's taken my passion, what I do, and turned it into a shtick. It's widely admitted the guy tries to mimic me, but only for coloration, only for veneer of camouflage. He's co-opting our movement. Now, it's not going to work. People are seeing through him. But, and a lot of people won't see through him till more betrayals. But I'm planting the seeds now so people will see his betrayals down the line. Now, that sounds like I'm going off in another direction. You know, you mentioned solutions, and I say solutions are not being conned and led down the primrose path. But one of the favorite memes or maxims or slogans used against me is, Alex Jones just gives gloom and doom. Alex Jones doesn't give solutions. And the COINTELPRO parrot that, and then weak-minded people pick it up and regurgitate it and mockingbird it themselves. Why am I attacked by mainstream media? Why am I attacked by the left and the right? Why am I attacked by the State Department? Why am I attacked? Why am I on the White House enemies list? Because, folks, I'm hitting on all cylinders. I'm not perfect, but I know who the enemy is. I know what their game plan is. I know what their operation is. Because I have read thousands of government documents and white papers and hundreds of their books, like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar. I mean, I know who they are. It's like I'm the coach of a football team who sends scouts out to spy on the other football team when they're practicing. I mean, I know what their plays are. I know what their moves are. They don't like it. And they know that most intelligent people who can figure this out decide to go join the system because they get scared. And they say, well, I can't beat them. I'll join them. I'll just go serve the system. And that's what the elites say. They say, oh, you understand it, so you're one of us. Don't, you know, those idiots scum down there, they won't want your help anyways. And in many respects, that's true. But I still morally have to make the right decision. I can't just turn myself over to evil. But we started, my listeners and I, the movement to get states to declare sovereignty, which is really effective and puts that idea out there. And it's a process. I started the movement, put the idea out. People ran with it to have cities, counties, and states, 800-plus cities, six, seven states, I forget. I know it was above six, maybe eight states, said no to the Patriot Act. We pointed out that torture was wrong. That the media first came out, and the government first came out and said, yeah, we're torturing people, including their children. That's in the Washington Post. I put it in Road to Tyranny, released February 2002. Then when people found out about the torture, they said, oh, we don't like it. The government said, oh, we're not really torturing, only a little bit. See, first they tried to sell you, then you didn't like it, so they backed off. But they took two steps, we pushed them a step back. They took three steps, we pushed them two steps back. They took four steps, we pushed them 3.5 steps back. The good news is they're still making gains on us, but every time we're pushing back further, we're getting close to pushing them back. Where they take two steps, we push them back 2.5 steps. They take five steps, we push them back 6 steps. I mean, you know, the first 5 or 6, 7, 8 fights I got in when older kids would beat me up, I got my butt whooped. But let me tell you, the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th time, that didn't happen, folks. And when I would come home with black eyes and a bloody nose, my parents didn't call the police and nanny and freak out. My dad would say, well, you'll just have to kick their ass harder next time. And my dad wasn't some big, tough, you know, guy going around. He's very mild-mannered. But that was just common sense for somebody from Texas. And you know what? Now I'm not afraid of somebody. I'm not looking for trouble. But if somebody wants to pull a knife on me or club or wants to attack me, I'm going to beat the living hell out of them. I'm probably going to kill them. And that's what fighting is. You fight the tyranny. You grow the muscles. You engage. You get involved. You go out to events. You get to where you're nervous the first time you go to a public event and speak out. But the 10th time you do it, you're not nervous and you got a hunger to do it. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. All we talk about is we got to defeat this bill that attacks our free speech. We got to defeat this anti-gun bill. Oh, we don't care. That's California. That sets the precedent for the whole country. You know, we've got to call for the bankers' arrest. They've arrested some of them. We got to call for auditing the Fed. Ron Paul's been trying to audit the Fed since the early 1980s. More than 25 years, and now we're not going to get it this year, maybe not even next. But the Fed is fighting it like it's going to kill them, because it will. You audit the Fed, it's over. We talk about getting involved in community, not fighting with your husbands and wives, teaching your kids about the New World Order, not taking vaccines. The Gardasil shot may end up getting canceled. 70%+ of people are refusing the flu shot. All we talk about is solutions, how to get active. Guy called in earlier about the school function. He's going down there to confront them. You know, we are doing it. We are talking about solutions. But what about, instead of like trying to bankrupt yourself and not be part of the system, which they don't really care about that, what if we try to build ourselves up?
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directive21.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thank you.
You see, if the government and the media come out and say, we're going to regulate every facet of your life, we're going to have year-round school, we're going to take most of your children from you, we're going to sterilize you, you would get angry and say no. So instead, Schwarzenegger said a week ago, he said, I am not going to sign this bill to start registering everybody to buy ammo and biometrically thumbprinting it. And I said last Wednesday before I went out of town, I said, Schwarzenegger will sign this bill. Because they've gone into a complete military mode of how does he kill opposition? He just says, I'm not going to do it. And then he signs it. They say this bill does not have amnesty for illegal aliens. It's in the bill. They say this doesn't have death panels and ration care, and it is a government takeover. It's in the bills. They say the dollar's not losing value, as it's losing value. I mean, they just bald-faced lie, or they come out and say, yeah, the Army patrolling America is great. They either throw it in your face or deny it. And they're just following psychological warfare manuals on the public. The establishment knows exactly what they are doing. They understand to a T what they're doing. Now, as long as we argue with the false left paradigm and argue with this false projection they put up of a bunch of distractions and diversions, they're invincible. But the minute you go, this is a bunch of fancy flim-flam, you're a bunch of criminal liars using psychological techniques to manipulate, I want you arrested, I want my Bill of Rights back, no, you know, just no, 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 no. You say no. And they're going to go ahead and try all this, but then it's going to blow up in their face. And that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And you want a solution, look right directly into the mirror. If you want a solution, it is staring at you in the mirror. Hollywood and the corporate media has this archetypal image of a hero, one guy with a silver bullet who fixes it all. That doesn't exist. It's everybody getting involved, speaking out, getting a buzz going, saying no. I don't care if you live in East Texas or Alabama or New York or Florida or California or Oregon or Montana or Wyoming or Colorado or New Mexico or Nevada or Arizona or Oklahoma or Indiana or Iowa or Ohio or Nebraska or Hawaii or Alaska. It doesn't matter. Go down to your city council. Speak out on these issues. Go down everywhere. Hold up the articles going, the banks, they admit, have issued tens of trillions of money. They're buying up real assets and then leaving us with the bill and devaluing our dollar. Here's Bloomberg. The feds are criminal. And just get the buzz going. And also use the knowledge you know about the New World Order to inform others. Information is the key, so the people know what they're facing and know what they're dealing with. I'm going to continue with Sheila, Lex, William, Steve, Joe, and others straight ahead in the fourth hour. Big news blitz. I am going to get to the premiere of the fourth trailer. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up as well for the new film, Fall of the Republic. Pre-order Fall of the Republic now. It ships next Wednesday on DVD. In the order the orders are received.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.